Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Joyful, joyful.
You're in the Spirit Lounge on Joy 94.9 with the
Priest,
the Pom,
and the Poof.
This is the show where we talk about spirituality and sexuality for our community.
And good evening and welcome to Spirit Lounge. And yes, we are all present and correct.
The Three Musketeers are here again, aren't we?
Now, before we start, I just want to say something. The rumours about me last week that I was cavorting naked with Prince Harry in Las Vegas are not true. Do not believe a word they said about me. Unless it was nice, of course.
Well, we always say nice things about you, Joy.
Goodness me.
Well, we didn't spread that rumour, so I don't know who it was. It must have been, you know, someone
Facebook.
Who doesn't like you as much as we do.
Yeah, well, there's lots of them out there.
So we've got a fun-packed programme tonight. We're going to listen to the rest of our interview with Cynthia. And she gets deeper and deeper and more wacky with all this kind of stuff, which sent me off into another spin of research. And so we're also going to talk about intergalactic intervention and how the world might be ending in December and how we're going to save it.
Oh, I know, before Christmas too.
I know.
If you want to join in this conversation, SMS us on 0427JOY949, or you can ring at 1300 JOY949 or email onair@joy.org.au.
Yep, and we're going to talk to some celebrants and they're going to talk to us about Father's Day.
We are, yes.
There's lots happening, really.
Yes, lots of stuff happening today.
So we're going to start off with a tune, and this is my choice because I am having a complete Adele phase.
You're in love with Adele?
I am in love with Adele, and the more I listen to this album, it's just awesome. This is Turning Tables.
Joy 94.9.
Our next guest is a Mackay-based nurse, spiritual facilitator, teacher and author who we first talked to back in April. She's in Melbourne at the moment and has joined us in the studio. Welcome back to the Spirit Lounge, Cynthia.
Thank you, Andrew. It's lovely to be here.
Now, wow. Cynthia, you're in Melbourne. Why are you in Melbourne? Melbourne.
Chilly Melbourne, but there's no chill being felt at all. Why am I in Melbourne this weekend? Well, I'm really, really excited. There's a pineal toning rehearsal happening this weekend in Story Hall. A fellow by the name of Dr. Todd, not even attempting his surname, is here from America. And it's a toning rehearsal for a choir, for a Lemurian choir. And the main event is happening on the island of Maui on the 19th to 21st of December this year. You can't go to the main event unless you've been to a rehearsal.
What are you trying to reconnect with?
I'm trying to activate my cellular memory and enhance my life as much as I possibly can. I know deeply that we're all connected. Every one of us are connected in this web of life. I want to experience my life as much as I can, and I want the veil to be as thin as it can. I have communications from beings that aren't in physical bodies. I want it to be more like a telephone conversation instead of having to second guess.
Okay, yeah, because I mean, you're obviously very receptive to all of this because you practice this. And, I mean, are you expecting to have kind of flashbacks from a past life?
Oh, they're already happening.
Oh.
So, no, I'm not really. I mean, Pleiades is a star system in our galaxy. No, it's not our galaxy. It's another galaxy. It's 410 light years away. But it's the seven sisters is Pleiades. Lemuria, intelligent life form, I believe, was brought to Earth from Pleiades, and it was established in Lemuria. And so it's that reconnection. It's that vibrational frequency that I'm hoping to aspire to.
And how do we know all of this stuff? Because if Lemuria, you're fairly convinced that Lemuria did exist once upon a time.
Yes.
No one's scientifically proven that it has.
Or hasn't.
Or hasn't. So where do we know all of this stuff from? Is it ancient scriptures or...?
I think it's an intrinsic awareness inside of us. And with what's happening at the moment with the Earth, and there's a lot of people, we call ourselves light workers. And I believe all light workers actually existed in ancient Lemuria, and that's where we originated from. That we all had contracts to be on the Earth at this time to help her go through the shift that's happening. And I believe it's us that are being regrouped. We're not different from anyone else. We just have this strange concept in our mind, if you like. We don't let our brain rule us. We tune more into our mind and we accept what the universe has to offer and Mother Earth. The crystals, we use crystals a lot because they vibrate with the same energy and they don't talk like we're talking, but they talk. You know not to leave a crystal at home when it wants to come. I've got four in my bag.
And how do you choose your crystals? Or do
they choose me. And we're all the same. And I'm not the only one. I had a fellow text me last night, crystals all right coming through airport scanners. I'm like, yeah, it's fine.
Bleep, 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 bleep. Yeah.
It doesn't happen.
I mean, this is totally fascinating stuff. And the only other bit of information that I found when I was doing my research, which I found quite an interesting connection here, going back to the fact that Dr. Todd's being called Yahweh, whatever this really means. Well, I looked Yahweh up because it's quite a fascinating word. And the internet insists on calling it Yahweh, so Y-A-H-W-E-H. And it's related to words that mean to be or to create, which I thought was quite interesting. And Yahweh is also found in the Hebrew Bible, which is obviously the Old Testament, to mean God.
That's exactly Y-A-H-W-A-H. Mm-hmm. This is different. Yep.
Oh, this is
Y-A-W-E-E.
See, I was trying to be clever and find the connection.
There is no connection. God is God.
So who's made up this word Yahweh?
I believe Kryon gave him that name.
Great shows, great topics, great radio. Joy 94.9.
And you're on Spirit Lounge with the Priest, the Pom and the Poof. I just need to say that the views expressed by the guest tonight are not the views held by the presenters. Would that be a fair enough comment?
There's heated debate going on in the studio while the music's playing. And no, this is the second week of our interview with Cynthia, who is a spiritualist and she's based up in Mackay. And I remember the biggest cynic on the planet actually find what she's got to talk about hugely fascinating, but in a fictional way.
And a funny way.
And a funny way, but it is also interesting. And this is part four of Cynthia's chat, which started off last week about pineal toning, and they're all off to Hawaii on the 21st of December to make weird noises and save the planet. And yeah, we've got more about that in a minute, about what's going to happen on the 21st of December, because you better start doing everything, your bucket list. You better work through it now. Because you haven't got long.
I don't believe you.
Here's part four of Cynthia.
Dr. Todd does a lot with quantum physics and quantum energy, and he's a scientist and he's amazing. The tonings that we have a quantum vibration and they can be measured. They can be measured in our muscular nervous system. They can be measured in our neural transmitters in our brain. They can be measured in the magnetic energy that goes around our body, and there's a magnetic energy that goes around Mother Earth. Mm-hmm. So what's going to happen when we get all of these tones together? We have no idea, but we're praying that it will bring a huge shift on the consciousness of our planet, and people will realize that they are more than physical beings living their robotic lives. They'll have more compassion, we hope, for the earth and for their fellow man, and that greed and isolation and ownership of stuff will disappear and things will be shared so that we can live more harmoniously on earth. We're going to run out of our fossil fuels soon. Mm-hmm. There are ways to harvest the energy and sustain life that can be done without raping Mother Earth. So it is our deepest desire. And I believe I'm speaking for all of the people that will be there this weekend, that our fellow humans will become more compassionate.
I mean, this is really good stuff because, as we've just said, we have to try and turn things around with our planet and let it breathe again and live in harmony with animals and other people and all that kind of stuff. So is one of the hopes after the event in Maui is that through this Lemurian tonal choir's activities, you will reach the subconscious of other human beings on the planet to make them start to influence a change.
We hope so.
This is powerful stuff, isn't it?
We hope so.
This is really powerful stuff.
Yeah.
Gosh.
How do you coordinate and follow up after the event to follow through, if you like?
To see if we've had any effect. That should just start being obvious, really. You know, we should see more harmony. We should see less angst in countries and more companionship and things should flow. And we may find that all of a sudden there's a new way to create energy, electricity, without, you know, having to use the resources that are being very dwindled. We should see the cost of living start to come down. I think this is my dream, but money will have less of an importance in society and we will be back to sharing and caring for one another and supporting each other.
But you've talked about a lot of resource things and you've talked about a lot of practical, very modern day things. You know, what about the mindset of these lunatics who, you know, are still at war, generally over religion? Or territory, or both. You know, what about the mindset of these people? Have you got the powers to make them see the light and stop fighting each other?
We don't have the powers to make anyone do anything, but we hope by raising the mass consciousness, they will come to that awareness themselves. The people that fight in the wars are only doing as they're told to do. They're not the ones that are contributing to the factors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So through that, we're hoping to achieve something. And also the ancient ways of healing, you know, our cellular rejuvenation, we should start to heal. We should see less sickness around. We should see less disease. And people should be more comfortable. We should be less mental illness and more rejuvenation.
This is absolutely massive. And I wish you so much luck. And I want to call you next week to find out how
Please
it went.
Do.
I think we'd love to talk to you again about how the rehearsal went because I feel that this is not just a one-stop shop with this subject because it's so massive, isn't it?
I'd be delighted to talk to you again. And I'll know more. I won't have to rely on what I feel it's going to evoke in me. So I'm more than happy to talk to you again.
Well, we'd love to chat to you again, Cynthia. It's been absolutely eye-opening and very inspiring and educational listening to you and researching this particular subject has been amazing. Good luck this weekend. I hope it goes really well.
Thank you. I'm sure it will.
And we'll talk to you before you disappear off to Maui.
Thank you.
Joy 94.9.
You are on the Spirit Lounge on Joy 94.9 with the Priest, the Palm and the Poof. We're here every Tuesday from 8 till 9. And that was Girls Aloud with a number called The Loving Kind. Now,
we're going to enter weird zone.
We're going to go into weird zone. Now, we were all watching the Olympics, right? Did you happen to notice this spaceship, which is four times the size of Earth, hovering over the Olympic Stadium on the 27th of July?
No, because that would have shut the sun out, and I probably would have noticed that.
It didn't catch my eye either.
No.
You see, planet?
What colour was it?
Wait, I don't know because
blue.
I don't.
Blue to blend in.
Yeah. I don't think.
No, it'd have to be grey to blend in with London weather.
Careful.
Sorry. Go.
Careful.
Oh, that look I got.
No, you see, there's
such a shame this isn't a visual medium.
Yes. Yeah, thank God for that. Why do you think we're all on radio? No, you see, planet Earth is scheduled for a transition into the fifth dimension in December. Now, this is what Cynthia was talking about, because the world will end unless we all do something about
What's the fifth dimension?
Well, I don't know. It's just the next phase. It's the next phase. But you see, we need help to get there. And I don't think we realise that we need help. And this spaceship was meant to come and help us, and it didn't.
Oh, that's good.
And this was meant to be the Pleiadians or Pleiadians. They're a collective of multi-dimensional spiritual beings from the Pleiades star system. And they are here to assist humanity with the process of spiritual transformation into the years leading up to
what
December.
What have you been taking lately, I ask?
I'm not telling because it's so good.
I mean, really?
Yeah. And the sources at the UFO Contact Centre describe these people as Nordic aliens from the star cluster Pleiades or Seven Sisters located in the constellation of Taurus. Isn't that believable?
No. One word for it, no.
But it's really good stuff, isn't it? I love all this. And apparently the Palladium High Council announced that in alliance with four other galactic councils under the Galactic Codex guidelines that they should intervene fully, and they were going to do this at the Olympics onto planet Earth, because apparently Gaia, who is the goddess of Earth, is not very well, and she needs to be well in order to help us transcend in December.
Now, I need to ask a question here, and I know you're just going to say you don't know, but I'm sure they don't speak English, these people
they do.
These Taurians that live away out there.
No, because they're super clever, so of course they can. Of course they can.
No, this American woman, Barbara, come on. She's the one that translates. We'd like to know what she's on.
I know. Well, she's called a shaman. And apparently a shaman is an intermediary or a messenger between the human world and the spirit world. She's based in the States somewhere. And, yeah, they've been chatting away to her since 1988. So, yeah, it's got to be in English, hasn't
it?
They
normally make quite big money out of these things, don't they?
she's probably a multimillionaire, this woman,
yeah,
you know.
She's probably got so many followers.
But anyway, these people want to release us from the control of the Illuminati, where God is concerned there's no mistakes but only perfection, so you may be certain that the outcome will place everyone where they are intended to be. I mean, this is Star Trek meets the Da Vinci Code, isn't it?
Yeah.
It really is. This is nutty stuff. But this is came out of all this research I was doing with Cynthia, and if we could have spoken to her for another 2 or 3 hours, this is the path we would have gone down. And this is hours of research into one little bit of paper, and it's just, I just was putting this together thinking, but you know, some people believe this stuff.
I know, but I'm annoyed about this, if this happens, like you say, because it says we're going to transition into the fifth dimension on the 21st of December. Uh-huh. Now, what about my Christmas presents?
I know, we just wanted to be after. Can we bring Christmas forward maybe this year?
Well, no, I've got things I'm doing at Christmas. I can't bring them forward, and I do not want to miss out on Christmas Day.
But in all seriousness, it would be interesting. I mean, they're all going off to Hawaii, to Maui, to do this pineal toning. To my understanding of this huge interview with Cynthia is they are trying to reach perhaps the subconscious of the human race to try, and this is, we're moving into a new phase of A, saving the planet, and B, being a bit nicer to each other.
But what happens when all this stuff doesn't happen? I mean, really, people actually, unfortunately, buy into the stuff and take it really seriously.
Mm, I know.
We had a thing where the world was going to end, and people went and sold all their houses and stuff because people believed whatever this person was saying. I mean, it can be a bit of fun, but if people really take it seriously.
Well, that's it. I mean, it's all a bit tongue-in-cheek for us, and yeah. I personally take it with a pinch of salt, but
But, you know, I was discussing this same thing with my partner, and he very politely pointed out to me that she's got just as much basis for this belief system as I have for my belief system, being a Christian. So I think it's...
I would argue that... I mean, I think that we probably have more basis for our Christian belief than we do for wherever this stuff all came from. I mean, if it comes from Taurus, I mean...
Yeah,
and my thing is that this is all speaking through one person, this Barbara.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, she's
Yeah.
So if you're listening and you're a Taurian and you know anything, could you please contact us?
Or you're a Palladian or whatever it is.
I mean, it's good fun and, yeah, to be taken as lightheartedly, I think. But people with this sixth sense and the ability to talk and listen and connect with spirits, then apparently this is what's going to happen.
Maybe it's the Paralympics. Maybe they got the wrong Olympics.
Anyway, that's the intergalactic intervention that will or will not happen. We'll see in December 21st. Watch out.
We'll see you on the 22nd.
Joy 94.9.
You're on Joy 94.9. That was a bit of Ronan Keating with Father and Son. That leads a lovely little segue into our next segment. Our next guest is Robin O'Connell. She's a civil celebrant, author, and workplace trainer. Robin is hosting a memorial service called Remembering Our Fathers. Welcome to the Spirit Lounge, Robin.
Thank you, Andrew. And that was, yes, that was a perfect song to begin.
Thank you. I chose it myself.
Very good.
Now, what is the concept behind your event?
We actually wanted to reach out to families. There are funeral directors who do put on memorial service, but often people are reluctant to go unless they use that funeral director. And so a group of celebrants and I got together and decided that we would like to outreach to families who may find Father's Day difficult.
So why is this sort of event being held by civil celebrants? Like, I would traditionally think of a civil celebrant as really only presiding over kind of weddings and funerals and not much else. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Sure. As celebrants, we also do, most celebrants individually do a lot within the community to help the community. And this was just seen as another way that we could actually give something back to people who often have us involved in what is a very personal and sacred time, in either saying goodbye to their dad or in some way being involved with, you know, fathers. So we kind of thought, well, you know, Father's Day is difficult for all sorts of reasons. There is sometimes conflict. There is sometimes, you know, fathers aren't always perfect. So there are also, you know, some ways where people either don't have any contact with their father, be it their choice or their father's choice. And we just sort of saw this as an opportunity for people to still come and honour their father, because after all, if we didn't have fathers, none of us would be here. But that would just kind of make it so that they could honour all fathers, not necessarily their own. You know, my father was a bit of the devil incarnate, really, but he was still my father, and I still loved him for giving me life. So I think, you know, our purpose in this was to try and get people to come along, you know, hopefully reflect on their fathers for, you know, whatever reason, and perhaps just make that day just a little bit easier for them.
Now, I was reading through your pamphlet about the memorial service, and I noticed that you've got a partnership with Hanover, which is an organisation for men who are homeless. Can you tell us a bit more about how that works?
Sure. We actually had a Mother's Day service that ran very similar to this one. And what we did at that point in time was we asked people to bring basic toiletries so that we could give them to women in shelters and things like that for Mother's Day. Because often, you know, with mothers, they've got children with them and the children can't go out for whatever reason. So that was how it started. And then we sort of said, well, for Father's Day, can we also help you? And they deal a lot with homeless men. And some of those men that are homeless are also fathers. So it would be really nice if we kind of like made them think that somebody, somewhere, thought about them on Father's Day. Now, what they need is very basic essentials to be able to give them, like toothpaste, toothbrushes, razors and shaving cream and things like that. So we deliver them to Hanover, and Hanover distribute them to homeless people on our behalf.
So is your event associated with a church or religious organisation at all?
No. No, we're not affiliated with anyone. It's just a group of celebrants. We have a few male celebrants who are going to be involved this time. We had all females for Mother's Day, but we're having some males this time for Father's Day. And we're just independent celebrants who are not aligned with anyone other than, you know, colleagues who got together and sort of went, okay, let's do this for the community.
Fantastic. So when and where is the event being held?
It is being held in French Gully. It's at 10 o'clock on Father's Day. And it's being held in the French Gully Community Arts Centre, which is 1010 Burwood Highway in French Gully. We'll have a sign out the front, so people will be able to find it. And it's really just, we have, I don't know about this time, but certainly for Mother's Day, we had the most sumptuous morning tea. It was worth coming just for the morning tea.
So can anyone just come along?
Absolutely, absolutely. The other thing that we're offering is that if people would like to come along and perhaps they have a special person in their lives that they would like to honour, they're more than welcome to email us a photo. We need the photo by this Friday to include in a DVD presentation that we're going to show on Sunday just about fathers. So if they'd like to email us a photo, then they're more than welcome to do that. The email address is knoxmemorialservices@gmail.com.
Okay, fantastic. And we wish you all the best for for the particular event. Our next track is...
It's Natasha Holmes, and it's the track Standing at the Foot of the Cross.
Joy 94.9.
I have somehow pressed the wrong button. I'm not sure why.
That's all right. We'll work it out. In the meantime, we've got some news, haven't we, Bert?
We do. We've got lots of news.
We've got lots of news.
Hey, well, let's start. Can we start in Nepal?
Well, yes, I've always wanted to go there, so why not?
A quick trek to Nepal. This is amazing because India are not there yet, but Nepal, the Home Ministry of Nepal agreed to grant full equal rights to those identifying as LGBTI, and not a single religious group has made a complaint. Now, they interviewed this gay lawmaker called Sunil Babu Pant. What a great name. Sunil Babu Pant. And he said that in other countries, religious groups were into everything except religion itself. But in Nepal, religious institutions have remained pretty pure and are more focused on the religious aspect. He said the LGBTI community has been mainstreamed and that social acceptance is on the increase, which is absolutely fabulous for a country like Nepal. The situation in Nepal was a stark contrast with the equivalent in Delhi in 2009 when they did legalise LGBTI rights to a degree. And the Hindus and Muslims especially, who typically are normally at each other's throats, joined forces to attack the decision by their own government. So well done, Nepal. I think that's a great step forward.
Fabulous, yes.
Joy 94.9.
It's Spirit Lounge on Joy 94.9, and we were just chatting about a bit of news here and there and about Nepal getting their equality rights through for the LGBTI community. And guess what? France have done it again. Love it. Same-sex couples will be able to marry as early as this October. The bill also allows gay couples in France to have the option to adopt. I love France because they just get on with it.
Let's all move there.
Très bien.
But we might not need to.
Go on then.
Because New Zealand, they're introducing legislation to legalise gay marriage tomorrow. Now, I've got the latest that I've, come to me.
Hot off the iPod.
Okay, 65 MPs will support the legislation. 25 will vote against it. Undecided are 27. And there's 4 abstaining from voting.
Okay.
And the funniest quote was Louise Wall, who's introducing this, said that she was really pleased that John Key, who's the Prime Minister, had come out in support of the bill. So tomorrow's just the first reading, and then it goes to the select committee stage, and then it has to go through a second and third reading before it becomes law. But it's a good start by the sounds
of it. That's a brilliant start by the Kiwis. You know, my friends were over here from Auckland a few weeks ago, and we were chatting about this over lunch one day, and one of my friends just said, you know what, it'll go through in New Zealand because they're not really bothered.
Mm-hmm. But New Zealand's always been a bit ahead in these things. The woman had the vote first in New Zealand.
Yeah.
The churches are not so hung up, even though the churches will actually be given the option of doing gay marriage or not.
Yeah.
They're not quite as hung up on it all as they are in Australia.
That's what I was going to ask you, because for the last 18 months that we've been doing this program, time and time again, we see it is it's always state versus church, and the Roman Catholic Church has always been putting the boot in terms of gay marriage. But obviously, they're a bit calmer over in New Zealand.
Well, the Catholics do try, but I don't think that they have probably as much say as they do.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of people that come out against them.
Yeah.
And support.
Sounds like it'll probably go through. Fantastic. So everyone will be rushing over to New Zealand to get married.
You just want me to go over there so you can be the bridesmaid? I know you can.
Only if Mr. Poof can be the flower boy.
Yes, that would be right.
You know, I actually got asked to be the bridesman at my friend's wedding. So
the bridesman.
It's not that far-fetched.
It's all being turned on its head now, isn't it? But I've been a best woman.
Yeah, my partner was best woman for her brother's wedding.
I think it's great. Yeah. I think it's fabulous. And last bit of news, and we're actually going to try and get these people on the show, is congratulations to the filmmakers of a film called The Parrot. Because what I dug up in my news research earlier was the Atheist Film Festival, which has just happened in San Francisco. And it showcased about a dozen films about, you know, everything, separation of church and state, freedom of religion, conflict between science and religion, all the usual stuff. But the best short film was won by an Australian producer and director, Emma McKenna and Craig Foster. And they're from here in Melbourne, in Kensington in Melbourne. And congratulations. It's called The Parrot. You can look it up, parrotshortfilm.com.
And you can actually watch it.
You can, because you've watched it.
Yeah, it's absolutely fabulous.
But basically, in the wake of his brother's untimely death, a young atheist scrambles for emotional support as the relationship with his deeply religious, in brackets, Catholic parents crumbles. And you said it was pretty good. What, half an hour?
Yeah. It was about 28 minutes, 20
excellent.
Something
well,
around there. But it's really a fabulous.
Well, congratulations short film. To them. And we're going to try and get hold of Emma and Craig and bring them onto the show to talk to them a little bit more about the Atheist Film Festival. And that's not the only one around the world, there are several. So now that we've sorted out our iPod technical problems.
I've sorted out a few technical problems. This one, we've now got Natasha Holmes standing at the foot of the cross.
Joy 94.9.
And you're on Spirit Lounge with the Priest, the Pom, and the Poof.
Priesty, you have an admirer out
there. I have lots of admirers. Which one do you mean?
We've just received a message through, hot off the press. I love you guys and all you say, how you say it, and what you stand for. Joy Etwell, you are a light in this broken world. From Kristen.
Thank you, Chris. That's lovely.
And you see, if you saw how bright her T-shirt is she's wearing, that is true.
It's orange.
It's fluorescent, darling.
I'm an orange person. You know I work for State Emergency Service, so I have to be an orange person.
I'm sitting here with my shades on.
Oh, that is just not true. We've got someone in the studio next week. Now, I'm very excited about this because this is a young man that I knew from Marysville days many, many years ago, and his name's Andy, and he was actually in the youth group that I ran. And then his girlfriend actually shared a house with me. It's not the person he's with now. And someone delivered a piano.
What, just randomly?
To our house, randomly delivered a piano. Well, it belonged to Andy. So then I got to hear Andy playing the piano, practicing at our house. So we're going to talk to him because he's actually on tour. That sounds good, doesn't it? He's on a tour.
And he's found the time to stop and talk to us on Spirit Lounge.
I know, he's going to be live in the studio.
So he is now a proper musician. Has he got a band? Or
he's no, it's just him. But he also produces for other, has done a lot of producing. Mm-hmm. He did make an album a long, long time ago, and he's made, I think, a couple more since. But he spent most of his time producing for other people.
Brilliant. And it sounds like he has a fascinating life story to share with us.
He certainly does. So we're looking forward to that. And I'm actually going to his concert in Geelong next week.
Mm. If you have any questions or things that you want us to grill him about, find us on social media and send us your questions. We'd love to hear.
Yeah, look up Andy Sorensen. He has a website. I think andysorensen.com, I think it was. Have a look. And I've been listening to some of his tracks, and they're really impressive stuff.
Quite impressive.
Yes, and his wife, girlfriend, partner, who's his manager, is also going to be.
Excellent.
Is going to be in the studio with us too.
Good show for next week. Thank you for listening. We will talk to you again and enjoy your company next Tuesday at 8 o'clock. And Mr. P, what are we going out with tonight?
This one is actually a song by Andy Sorensen, just to get us in the mood for next week.
You see, this show is just so smooth, isn't it?
I know. Segue.
Very smooth, very smooth. All right, that's about all that we have time for tonight. So
good night from the priest.
And the pom.
And the poof.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.